Good morning. We're learning Chayotim Klal Chaf, Simon Zion. Ben Gula Latvila Chomer Yoser, between Goal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei, is more Chomer, the also the Hafsi Klal, Afilo Lanas Kaddish Kedusha. So at that point, person is not allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha. Once he says the Baruch HaBaruch HaTo Hashem, Goal Yisrael, he has to start Shemon Esrei right away. Actually, the Mishabur points out that a person should not even pause without saying anything longer than the Tekhle Dibur, which is about a little bit over a second. So immediately after Goal Yisrael, the person should start Hashem Sosai Tivtoch. So a person is not allowed to answer even Kaddish Kedusha at that point in time. The reason, the Gemara says that a person comes and says Goal Yisrael, that's an act of being Miratza Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Miratza to Goal Yisrael by the fact that we are masked the chesedim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us. That indicates Hashem's desire to take care of Goal Yisrael. So once you've been Miratza Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's ready to respond to our request, we should immediately start our request. The Gemara ties is onto the Psukim in Tillim at the end of Kapitel Yotes. It ends off with Hashem Tzuri V'Goyaldi. In the beginning of Kapitel Chaf, it says Yancha Hashem B'Yom Surah. So once we mentioned Hashem Tzuri V'Goyaldi, which we mentioned in the last paragraph, and then we end off so you saw right Kuma Be'Ezras Yisrael, and then we say that Hashem is Goal Yisrael. So then we right away, the Rosh Hashanah is going to respond to our barakashas, and this is the Gemara Yerushalmi makes this connection that the two should go together. There is an interesting halacha which is mentioned. The Ramah brings a shita which says therefore on Shabbos or Yantav, which is not referred to as a Yom Tzara. So this hakpada that you cannot interrupt between Goal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei does not apply. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there are opinions which allow one to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. It is a machloikas, so therefore it's preferable not to get yourself into that situation. The next point which he's going to deal with is, so let's say he wants to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. He's about to touch Shemon Esrei, but the tzibur is about to say Kaddish or Kedusha, so he shouldn't continue until Goal Yisrael and then answer Kaddish or Kedusha. So he should pause by Shira Chadasha to be able to answer Kaddish or Kedusha and then start Shemon Esrei. Now this din of pausing, there is actually a discussion how long you're supposed to pause for. So the example I just gave, they're about to say Kaddish or Kedusha, so you pause and you say, you answer Kaddish or Kedusha, then you start Shemon Esrei. Obviously, we're talking about a case where we don't have the limitations which we mentioned before of starting Shemon Esrei in a way which is going to miss the Brach of Akela Kaddish, the main of Akela Kaddish, the main of Shemaya Tfilah, Ramoidim, or the Kaddish afterwards, etc. So we're not dealing with that type of situation. What about a person who's behind and he's about to start Shemon Esrei, and he can wait a minute, and the tzibur will start, l'chazm will start chazar sashatz. So he wants to wait to be able to answer Kedusha by waiting by Shira Kedusha. So that actually, the Mishabur comes out, that the best thing in that situation to do is not to wait, but rather to start chazar sashatz together with the chazan. And then he'll say Kedusha within the context of his Shemon Esrei, as opposed to waiting till after Kedusha, answering Kedusha, and then starting his own private Shemon Esrei. He will say, he'll pause by in such a way that he'll start Goal Yisrael and then the Shemon Esrei together with the Chazan, as opposed to waiting by Shira Kedusha all the way until after Kedusha. Okay, now, furthermore, the next question is, do you answer Amen to the Bracha of Goal Yisrael? So I finish off Goal Yisrael, I haven't started Shemon Esrei yet, and the Chazan says Goal Yisrael, the same way I answer to Yotzer HaMa'arois, that the Chazan says, the same way according to the opinion of the Ramah, you answer the Amen of HaBachir B'Amo Yisrael B'Yahavo, or Ohev B'Amo Yisrael at night time. You should answer Amen to Goal Yisrael. Now, the problem over here is that it's going to be interruption between the Bracha and Shemon Esrei. So do we argue that amen is really just an affirmation of the bracha? So it's not, it cannot be considered an interruption between Goa Yisrael and Shemon Esrei. It's equivalent to saying that Goa Yisrael is true. You're just saying Goa Yisrael, as it were, in other words, and then you're studying Shemon Esrei, so it's not an interruption. Or no, you already said Goa Yisrael, even though amen is just affirming that Goa Yisrael is true, you already said Goa Yisrael, you should not interrupt at all. So this is going to be a machlokes. What you should do, and so the Chayyim addresses that, and we will pick up that point in tomorrow's shir. Have a good day.